were planning to have dinner with my friend, and he called me. He's like, you have to listen to the news. We cannot get together. I'm just out of it. My mind is like blowing. And so we cancel everything, and we didn't want to celebrate because of what's going on. And it was really bad. It was crazy.
It was actually a Jewish holiday. It was Shabbat going into another holiday called Simchat Torah. I'm a modern Orthodox Jew, so I don't use my phone on that day. And that morning, the rabbi of the community came in and said, there's a serious situation going on in Israel right now. And that's when it really sunk in that something like this has not happened in decades. And as the day progressed, we realized the scale, and it was unfathomable.
I'm disgusted by the rape and murder and butchering of these Jewish women and men and elderly and children is so beyond horrific. And I would say killing does not even do justice what some of these terrorists did to these innocent people.
The videos from last Saturday are really troubling. The women
parading them all over Gaza after they raped them, and you can just see them. I don't know what's gonna happen to them.
We're very afraid for their safety. We're very afraid for their, we don't know, I mean, some of them might already be dead.
I was visiting my daughter in Providence, and I learned about it on the news and was deeply shocked. The violence, the brutality, the tortures, it was a continuing shock that anybody is capable of such violence, and that violence wasn't a means to an end. It was the end, because the Hamas charter calls for killing Jews anywhere on the planet where they live, and not just in Israel. Simply murdering Jews was what Hamas wanted to accomplish as an end in itself. Hamas has no interest in governing. It certainly had the opportunity to govern, to form a government, but they were more interested in murdering Jews, and that is what the October 7th attacks have revealed. It's just absolutely devastating to see how many lives have been destroyed, how people are waiting for the hostages to be liberated, and for Hamas to be deprived of its military capacity.